from KQED.
Southern California's coast is one of the most densely populated places in all of America, and development there has, over decades, eaten up wildlife habitats. But there's one big exception, 125,000 acres of open space that's become a kind of Noah's Ark for the coast's endangered species, the last place many of them can live. And as Valerie Hamilton explains, they've got some unlikely landlords.
There are 16 endangered species living in this wilderness, odd birds, rare rodents, and one persistent toad. But at sunset, it sounds like the frogs are here all by themselves. They're not.
Aye, sir! Aye, sir!
Marine Corps Base Camp Pendleton might not seem like your first choice for a nature preserve. But on the heavily developed Southern California coast, you take what you can get.
If you look to the north of us, to Orange County, or you look to the south of us, to Oceanside and beyond, you see nothing but condos and businesses and infrastructure.
Sherry Sullivan is a biologist. She was hired by the military to help protect the endangered species on base.
Camp Pendleton is 18 miles of almost undeveloped coastline. We have populations of wildlife almost on an island where the surrounding communities don't.
Take the Pacific pocket mouse, known in military speak as the PPM. PPMs used to live all along the coast from L.A. to Mexico, but development squeezed them out decades ago. Now there are so few of them left in the wild that up until 1993, biologists thought they were extinct. Virtually the last place they've survived is Camp Pendleton. This evening on the base, about 300 recruits are setting out on an all-night training mission. Part of their safety briefing goes like this.
We have snakes, we have pocket mice, tarantulas, we got spiders, we got deer, all sorts of good little critters. Leave them alone, all right?
Yes, sir.
Don't mess with anything out there. Don't pick it up, don't pet it, don't poke it, don't put it in your pocket. It does not want to be your pet.
Now, if you're imagining little mousies dodging combat boots outside the mess hall, don't. The Endangered Species Act means the Marines have to watch their step and work around where the PPMs live.
In this area here, you can see some tail drags, little footprints.
Sherry Sullivan shows me clumps of sage scrub in the sandy ground. Recruits use this area for marches, but because of the pocket mouse, they're supposed to stay on the road. Sullivan says the other PPM habitat on base gets even less traffic, but for different reasons.
Where the Pacific pocket mouse are situated next to the marksmanship range, they don't get impacted because nobody walks back there. Nobody wants to get hit by a stray bullet.
For the Pacific pocket mouse, the back of the shooting range may be as good as it gets, but it's not good enough.
If you step on their burrows, they could be squished because they only burrow down a few inches. So anytime you're doing anything on the land where the pocket mouse thrive, you're having a potential impact.
With only three known PPM colonies, two at Camp Pendleton and one in nearby Dana Point, inbreeding, a fire, or just bad luck could destroy the species for real this time. Scientists know so little about them that it's hard to guess what the wider impact could be. What they do know is the Pacific pocket mouse is hanging on by a thread.
Much like the California condors, where there were only a handful left in the wild, chances that this species will blip out are very good.
And so, 30 miles away at the San Diego Zoo's Institute for Conservation Research, biologists are working on what you might call a strategic pocket mouse reserve.
Here he is. Male 8. He's probably around 6.5 grams, probably about the size of a thumb.
Last summer, Deborah Shire led a team of researchers on nighttime mouse missions on Camp Pendleton. The base helps finance the Institute's work. Now, the 22 PPMs they captured are safe and sound in plexiglass cages, ready to breed the next generation.
Captive breeding is sort of our last-ditch effort at recovery.
The idea is to produce more mice in a safe, controlled environment and then release them to start new PPM colonies in the wild. It's risky, but the hope is the mice will multiply and prosper, enough so they're delisted, not endangered anymore, on base or off. Base biologist Sherry Sullivan says that would be good news for everyone.
If the species are delisted, we don't have to have the intense management. We have more freedom to conduct more activities on that land space.
You might think the Pacific pocket mouse would be better off without the military. Biologist Will Miller of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says, on the contrary.
Probably the survival of the species
is been greatly enhanced by Camp Pendleton and the fact that they maintain their land as open space and do some limited training on that land.
With any luck, the first baby mice will be born in captivity this spring. But for now, the only thing standing between the Pacific pocket mouse and extinction may be the U.S. Marines. For the California Report, I'm Valerie Hamilton.